In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to him.
He's the man.
Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Granger. And Brett, it's good to have you back on. Obviously, we're talking about the Braves who are nine games behind the Phillies. Well, maybe we're freaking out more than we should be. I don't know, man. Can you talk us off the ledge? Because I don't know. Maybe we're spoiled.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
And we're used seeing this team, being out in front of this division. But they're taking on the Giants in a game two of a three-game set tonight. Then the Phillies come in town. Where are you at with our Braves right now? It's July 3rd.
I've been doing, I've been doing a lot of reflecting here, and I'm trying to come up with, I do, I'm talking to the people in San Diego, the people in Seattle, who are just tickled to death that they're above 500, Braves, the expectations, and you set those expectations, that comes with winning. People start to expect it, outside of New York, Atlanta's one of the few markets that really year in and year out, it's like, no, you've set the bar now. We expect it. We want to go to the World Series, and I love that about it. But I'm looking at the game in 2024. It's a completely different game. Years ago, and I've covered this before on your show, the 162 was so crucial. It was a marathon. At the end, man, if I was on a team that won the division, you'd finish that schedule and go, wow, what? And if you won the division, you were one of the best teams in baseball. It's a different platform now. It's all about getting a seat at the table. I think in modern day, you're seeing the end 24. People getting injured so much, and it affects the dynamic of a team because you have stars going down for teams all around baseball, and that affects how they play. You take two of the big guys down, and that's going to affect everybody else. You take two of their guys out of the rotation, and injuries are at an all-time high. I've never seen anything like it. That being said, I think what's important now, it's not how you're playing. I saw the Yankees come through here in San Diego about 3-4 weeks ago. I watched that team play, and anyone I talked to, I said, you do not want to play the Yankees right now. They can't. They're struggling. They've won 3 out of their last 10 games. They look like a completely different team. Yes, Giancarlo Stanton went down. They're banged up throughout the rotation. Looks like a little fatigue in that rotation. But my point is, you want to place yourself to have a seat at the table come postseason. And the team that gets healthy, seat at that table in the postseason, that's the time to play your best baseball. And it's not crucial to have that overwhelming win 100 game season that in years past, maybe you had to do that just to get into the postseason. So it's a different dynamic. I think the teams that get healthy at the right time, hit the ground running come playoff time, that's the formula these days. And it's not necessarily the best team going forward you're going to see winning the World Series. It's the hottest team.
Again, Brett, you were part of a team in 99 that kind of overachieved with the Braves. We've seen teams that with Bobby Cox were loaded, had all those Cy Young Award winners, lineups going from the Crime Dog to Sheffield and everybody else that played for the Braves. It's just one of the best three teams in baseball every year. So you're right. Best team doesn't always win. I just want to be the Diamondbacks. I don't care. I'm not looking for style points at this point, nine games over 500. But the Phillies just seem like they are really dialed in. They're without Schwarber and Bryce Harper, and they've won 7 of their last 10.
Well, I think the key to the Phillies, just like the Seattle Mariners who are leading their division, now Houston's on their heels. They won, nine out of their last 10 ball games, and Houston went from dead and gone. We already buried them to they're knocking on the door in that division. So there's teams that are getting hot right now. But I don't know. When it comes to this Philly team, they're different. They're like the Seattle Mariners, where they can kind of weather the storm with a real Moto being out, a Harper being out, Schwarber all on the IL right now because of that starting rotation. When you go Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, Sanchez, you have the ability that a lot of teams don't have when your big guys are banged up on the offensive side. You can still weather the storm. Phillies, that's as good a starting rotation as there is in the game of baseball right now. I think that's why you see the Phillies where they are. When they get locked and loaded, everybody healthy on that roster, I don't know if there's a better team in baseball.
Brett, are you surprised at what the Milwaukee Brewers are doing? Listen, Craig Counsell leaves and goes to the Cubs, and everybody was hot, right? Oh, he's a traitor. They're PO'd. And now the Cubs are, like, in last place. And here the Brewers are leading the Central, and everybody thought that they'd take a step back. That has not been the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes to my point. You know, they put all this onus on the manager and how important the manager. Listen, I played this game a long time. There's not too many times after a game I sat around with my buddies having a beer saying, oh, the manager really screwed us tonight. No, it's players. We win games, we lose games. What you do is the great managers I got to play for, and I got to play for a lot of them, they managed people, they managed personalities. They put their personalities and their egos in that room. They put them in the best position to succeed. That's what the great managers do. It's once the game starts, it's in the player's hands. Yeah, you got to bring in the lefty, bring in the righty. Nowadays, a computer can do that. It's about managing people. You get Craig Counsell, he goes to the Cubs. Oh, no, what are we going to do without our manager? What you're going to do is win, and you're leading the division. And I think something, you know, it gets overlooked. Tampa Bay comes to mind for me at developing a culture. Kevin Cash and that front office there, they've really developed the culture. When you go into Tampa Bay Rays, and I can't even name Tampa Bay players on a year-to-year basis because they're going in and out so much, but when you walk into that clubhouse in spring training, there's something in there that says, no, we expect to win here. Now, they haven't won a World Series, but they're knocking on that postseason door every single season, and you can't name the players on the field because they change so much. They change on a yearly basis. I think I look at the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's what they've done. They've created a culture in Milwaukee where you come in and those players, whoever they may be, people that you add in the offseason, they come in there with an expectations of, oh, we're in Milwaukee. We're going to win the division. If we don't, we're going to the playoffs. And I think that's something that's really not prevalent in today's game. Yeah, the teams that have the overwhelming talent year in and year out, yes, that they have that culture, but that's a lot of talent. Milwaukee always has good talent. But when you thought they're getting rid of their number one starter, Burns, you thought, well, Milwaukee, this is going to be a down year. No, they're sitting there right now in the middle of the hunt like they always are at 51-35. I think it's a culture thing.
It is Brett Boone, guys, our Odyssey Baseball Insider. We're live at Taco Mac in Woodstock on Dukes and Bell. The Pirates are like everybody's feeder system, but we just saw the Pirates come through. Great young pitchers. They got one of the great young hitters at shortstop. I feel for those folks, Brett. I don't know if you ever played in your experience in the big leagues a team that just didn't have the resources and just would see talent just get stolen like the Pirates seem to every year.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I don't really know what the answer is for that, you know, with the Pittsburgh Ball Club. It's the Pirates are kind of an iconic team. I go back into my childhood in the 70s, the Big Bad Buckos, and I remember Bill Madlock, and, you know, and I remember
we
Willie
are family.
Oh, it was unbelievable. They were mean, you know. You had Burt Blyleven on the hill hitting people in the head, and that's just that's right. The way. Cormarty was in Montreal. I'm trying to think of the
Dave Parker. Omar Moreno.
Right field. Omar Moreno's the guy in center field. And, you know, it just – I don't know. There's so much history in Pittsburgh to see where they are now. And they do have talent. I mean, this Skeens kid has brought a lot of attention, a lot of eyeballs to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he's a sensation. You know, hopefully he can stay healthy, mentioning health earlier on in the program. He's the my generation's version of a Kerry Wood. He's the last generation version of a Steven Strasburg. It's a once in a lifetime, like a generational talent. And he's bringing a lot that to Pittsburgh right now. But if it has any staying power and if they're going to make the postseason, they're kind of flirting with it. You know, they're four games under 500. I don't think it's going to be in the cards for them this year. They got to find a way. Ownership's got to find a way to compete. If you're talking about just finances, go to Tampa Bay. They have some kind of formula where they don't have the finances. In my day, the Oakland A's and the American League West were always at the bottom of the payroll. But I'll tell you what, good team year in and year out, winning 100 games. Right now, down on their luck, I don't know what's going on in Oakland, but it can be done with limited funds.
Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions. We're talking with our buddy, Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. All right, last thing for me, and that is Home Run Derby. Ohtani says he won't participate. What's your opinion on it? Does it drain you? Do you want guys that are on a heater to participate? I mean, we've talked time and time again over the years about
the curse.
Yeah, how it takes away from the rest of your season, potentially.
Well, I don't believe in that at all. It's like the old golf thing. Do you not play golf on your day off or during the season because it messes with your swing? No, I don't play golf because I can't play 18 holes and then I got a 9-inning game to play. But it doesn't mess with my swing. I was fortunate enough in two home run derbies. One went okay. One didn't go so good. But when I was playing, I look back now as a 55-year-old man looking at my what I got to do. Man, it's fleeting. It's so quick. You know, I played almost 15 years, and it went by in the blink of an eye. I think the players should embrace the game. Every time you get invited to an All-Star game, happily get on that plane and go there. Don't tell me your groin hurts. If you get invited to a home run derby, that's what the public wants to see. That's what the fans want to see. That's what I want to see. I want to see an Ohtani. I want to see an Aaron Judge. That's what the baseball world wants. It grows the game. It does nothing but good for the game. My advice is embrace it. Do everything you can when you're lucky enough to play this game for a living, because one day it's going to be gone. And I can speak to it now, being 15 years retired, that I would love to do it. I got to do two. I screwed up the second one. I came home. My teammate said to me, "Booney, that was horrible, your home run derby." And I looked at him and I said, "Listen, before you get invited or qualify for a home run derby, I don't want to hear it from you because you've got no opinion." So I had that. Yeah, you face a little scrutiny in the second half. You don't do good in the home run derby, but it's all good fun. It's just an exhibition. I want to see Ohtani and I want to see Judge in the home run derby because that's what the baseball world wants to see.
I know we'll have some time next week or next time we visit to talk about the All-Star game, but the one, you know, you played in the 98. It was your first one. Your dad was a four-time All-Star. What was that like? Were you just like starstruck? Were you like totally like, how about when your first All-Star game?
You know what? Absolutely. You know, I grew up in that world. So, you know, I grew up, my childhood was in big league clubhouses in Philadelphia and Anaheim, and I was around them all the time. So the shock and awe wasn't that big of a deal to me, but I'll tell you, when I put the uniform on as a player, and I did this for a living, I received a check to do this, I was as awe as any other player. And to walk in that first All-Star game locker room, and I remember it was in Colorado, and I'm trying to be cool, play it like no big deal. Yeah, of course I'm at the All-Star game. But inside, that was just another goal that we set out as little kids. You know, when you're a little leaguer, I want to be a big leaguer. Then when you're in the minor league, I want to be a big leaguer, I want to be an All-Star. And then you start to add up these credentials. I was a kid in a candy store. I didn't know the protocol. I brought my jerseys. I'm like, you know, I'm asking people, like, hey, do they sign them? Yeah, Brett, there's a big room, whatever you want, sign, get it in there. But when guys go in and they come out, they don't go back in there. So I was getting all my stuff, lining it up, and just listening to guys that I've been playing with and against for years and the conversations that went on. Yeah, that first All-Star game, I was a kid in a candy shop, and, man, it's pretty awesome. And it didn't matter what childhood was like growing up in those clubhouses. Nothing changes when you do it on your own merits as a big league ball player versus a little kid probably bugging the crap out of people.
Great stuff. Brett Boone, man, enjoy the 4th of July. We'll talk to you next week. And
you too, guys. Yeah, I'll see you next week.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.